25 years ago was one of the most bizarre events I have ever been to. I was very privileged to be able to cover professional boxing and so many great events going back here in Vegas now. But 25 years ago, today was one of the most memorable fights and one of the great fights. But we remember it more for this.
Whoa, somebody just... There's been a parachutist, a skydiver, has just landed here at ringside. Tried to come into the ring. He hit the ring ropes. And there is chaos here at Caesar's Palace in the outdoor stadium. And time has been called as some maniac has attempted to parachute here. A skydiver or a parachutist tried to land in the ring. We are in the seventh round of this fight. He landed on the ring apron, crashed into the ropes, and now security is all over him along with the people at ringside. We can't see if anybody was injured by that. But that guy is lucky that he didn't kill himself or somebody else.
Evander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, outdoors, Caesar's Palace, a night to remember. I was there. My good friend Mark Ratner, the former executive director of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, now the senior vice president of regulatory affairs with the UFC. He was there. He joins us now. Mark, as Frankie Valli once said, oh, what a night. It wasn't December 1963, but November 6, 1993, and we were there, my friend.
Absolutely, doctor. It's still 25 years. I even had dark hair then, but I remember it vividly. Now I've seen it a couple times in the last few weeks, but it's just surreal. It's the most bizarre moment that I've been involved with. Not as scary as the bite fight, but this was the most bizarre.
Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson involved in that one a few years later at the MGM Grand, there for that one as well, too. So I loved your quote, and I remember we talked about this on the show. I think it was either last year or the year before, Mark, and correct me if I'm wrong, but your quote was something like this. You had just taken over as the permanent executive director with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I think it was a few months before that.
And that's right.
Your quote was like, there was nothing in the handbook that says what to do if a guy flies into the ring on a motorized parachute.
I'm a pretty good student of the rules, but that was one that I never saw before. And the most important thing, there's two big things that night. One, and I always bring this up, that Michael Buffer was able to keep the crowd calm because you could have had anything could have happened. You could have had people screaming and running, and but he kept them calm. And I knew enough from being a football official and basketball official. The first thing I did was went right to the timer because I wanted to know how much time was left in the round. In sports that you have clocks, you got to know that at all times.
We had a 21-minute delay. And during the course of that, a lot of the time was spent with security and policemen getting rid of James Miller, a.k.a. Fan Man. And what were you doing with the fighters during that point in time?
Well, in retrospect, I should have sent them back to the dressing rooms. We put blankets on them and try to keep them warm. We just didn't know if the fight would continue, if they could they could clear the ring. And remember, the parachute was stuck on the lights when they first came in, and it could have pulled the whole canopy down. But once we were once they told me it's going to go on, then we said keep warm. We're going to continue. From that point, and my second thing after I went to the timekeeper, I went to all three judges to turn your scorecard over, make a note where you are right now in case we have to go to the scorecards, or if we continue this round, you'd have to score the round. And ironically, one gave it to Bowe, one to Holyfield, and one had it even.
Yeah, Patricia Morse Jarman scored that round even. She later said, I think years later, that Bowe clearly was winning the round, which he was, but she felt she had to score it even because of all the chaos. If she scores that 10-9 Bowe, this kind of rewrites history a little bit. That fight is a draw.
Right. He would have kept his titles. Yeah, yeah. It definitely changes the history of the heavyweight division. And to know where you are with a 21-minute delay is unbelievable, and all three judges, famous world-class judges, had it different, but it is ironical.
Mark Ratner joined us. And a sidebar of this, Riddick Bowe's wife was pregnant, Mark, if you remember at that time, and she fainted there at ringside. And she was mad that the fight continued because she wanted Riddick to go to the hospital with her. She was mad that he continued to fight.
It's also true. I did not know until later that night that she had fainted. And the other crazy thing was where he landed, the fan man, was in the corner of Riddick. And you had Mayor Barry from D.C. You had Louis Farrakhan from with his minions. So the Nation of Islam. So it was just crazy. I really believe if it would have happened in 2003 instead of 93, then we would have had a panic. And probably the guy wouldn't have been able to get that close to the stadium. Who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, because I remember being there, and we were all just saying, what? I mean, it was almost comical to a certain degree. Didn't want to see anybody get hurt, but it was just crazy. What was wilder, Mark, that night or a typical NWC match at the Silver Nugget back in those days?
Well, it's close.
Always appreciate your time, my friend. We'll catch you up very, very soon. Thank you very much for the memory.
All right, man. Doctor. I'll see you at the Saturday night at the UNLV game.
We'll be there, brother. We'll be there.